I am just so glad to be with you folks today, and it is a real privilege to be here and share what God is doing in the land of Brazil. My wife and I have been in Brazil since 1987, and we just love Brazil, and we love Brazilians. Brazilians are very friendly people. They are very outgoing people. They are very emotive. It is really fun to be in Brazil during the World Cup. You know that your country actually has a chance of winning it. It's so great. And Brazilians get so excited about that. But Brazilians just love life. And they are very friendly. And whenever we have work teams come down to Brazil, the Brazilians make them feel so at home and hospitable to them. And so I love being in Brazil, and I love the Brazilian people. And I'm just there to win them to Jesus Christ. Brazil desperately needs the gospel of Jesus Christ. As you can see, Brazil is a very beautiful country. Oftentimes it's known for its spectacular beaches. This happens to be taken in Rio, which is one of the more popular cities of Brazil. But like every good missionary, I want to show you a little bit of a map of Brazil. So the next slide. This is actually a map of the country of Brazil. And popping up, if you can see from way back, are little symbols of the Alliance. That is where the Alliance presently has churches and or missionaries. Beginning in the north with Fortaleza and Brasilia, the capital city, Rio, São Paulo, Curitiba, and finally Porto Alegre. Now, my wife and I went to Brazil in 1987, and we ministered for our first three terms in the city of Porto Alegre. Now, way down south. That's about as far south as you can be in Brazil. By the way, Brazil is larger than the 48 United States, so it's a very large country. It comprises, as you can see on the map, about half of South America. So a very significant portion of South America is occupied by Brazil, which speak what language? Portuguese, very good. A lot of people think we speak Spanish, but we do not. They're close, but there's some difference too. I understood a lot of what their brother said this morning, but some of it. So the next slide is going to show you the state in which we minister in, Rio Grande do Sul. And about 5 years ago, my wife and I were on home assignment, and it was to be decided where we were going to minister in the next term. And our missionary colleagues down in Porto Alegre were praying about that. And they called us up one day and asked if we would be willing to consider opening a new Alliance work in a city called Caxias do Sul, about 2 hours from Porto Alegre. And we were very excited about that possibility. We would be the first Alliance missionaries in this city of 400,000. And we said we would, after praying about that, we said we believe that the Lord wanted us to go there and share the gospel of Jesus Christ to this city. And so that's where we have been ministering in the past term, my wife and I. And Caxias is a beautiful city up in the highlands of southern Brazil. A lot of Brazil is mountainous, and so that's where we're ministering. Next slide. These are just a few shots of the city. The city is composed of many Italians, okay? A lot of Brazil, especially in the southern parts of Brazil, a lot of Germans and a lot of Italians. Who went there after when? World War II, right? That's very common. There are a number of cities in Brazil where the first spoken language is German and the second spoken language is Portuguese. In our particular city, a lot of Italian influence. We have great pasta in our city, great pizzas, and all kinds of stuff like that from the Italian influence. A lot of wineries in the area as well. But it's about 400,000 and really a city that is needy. Much of Brazil, surprisingly, is comprised of about 20% evangelicals, some of the states or regions. Our particular state and this particular city would be probably less than 5% are considered Christian or evangelical. So a great need for the gospel there. Next slide. Because the city is both Brazilian and Italian, of course, Roman Catholic Church is very strong in our city. And if you go to any given neighborhood of any size, there are tremendous cathedrals in our city, spectacular cathedrals. But that is a large number of the people that we encounter, that we have befriended, very strong in their Roman Catholic faith. And so that has been a real challenge to us. Without offending Americans, I know this is kind of a touchy subject, okay? But in Brazil, Roman Catholicism and evangelicals are not considered brothers or really on friendly terms. And so there's a real kind of a standoffishness there. And so that's been a real challenge for us as evangelicals to go into a largely Roman Catholic city and to present the gospel of Jesus Christ, because if you're an evangelical, well, you're considered the enemy almost. Okay, and so that's been a real thing. But God is really blessed, and so I'm going to share some exciting things about that to you. Next slide. Our city is known for its metallurgy industry. One of the larger employers in our city is a place called Marco Polo. They make buses. Buses are very common in Brazil because most people don't have cars. And so they go from city to city or within the cities by bus. And so it's a very common employment there. Marco Polo, employs about 9,000 employees. So they ship buses to all over the world, including Middle East countries. And so very, very big business there. Next slide. What I love about our city is the surrounding area. They call it the Colonia. The Colonia is composed of very small subsistence farmers who eke out a living as best they can. Maybe they'll have a cow or two and milk that cow. And you can go out and see milk cans setting in to be picked up by the milk carrier. And they'll grow, have a little vegetable garden. They'll do canning and stuff like that. But a very tough life. They get by with very little. Many of the farmers in these areas do not have tractors. They still use oxen. It's not uncommon to see oxen pulling carts up in this area. And so just very unique and very quaint. But hardworking people, simple people, get by with a very minimal amount of income. Next slide. Our city is known for the Festa of the Uva. It is going on just right about now, in fact, in southern Brazil. Do you know what a uva is? How'd you know that? You guys are pretty sharp. Festa Uva is the festival of the grape. And it's kind of funny to see. It's kind of a little bit corny, but it's fun to be there. The surrounding area is all vineyards. And there are vineyards here, there, and everywhere. We have a lot of wine producers, grape juice producers. But one thing they do every other year during generally late January, early February, when the grapes are harvested, they kind of have a festival. They elect a grape princess and a grape queen. This may be her for that year, I don't know. They'll have a grape parade. They'll have all kinds of floats with all kinds of grapes as the themes, and they'll give out free grapes at the end of the parade. And everything is grapes, grapes. Some of our phone booths are decorated in grapes. It's just in the city, and it's just kind of grapes are it there. But it's kind of neat. It's kind of a neat climate to be around, and we've toured a lot of the vineyards and things like that. But very, very unique thing. Reminds us, though, of one thing. John 15, where Christ said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Remain in me, abide in me, and you will bear much fruit. A good thing to remember from this. Next slide. This is kind of what some of the surrounding countryside looks like. Now, we as missionaries would like you to think that we suffer where we minister, that we live in awful places, that we eat terrible food, but I would be lying if I said that. This is the surrounding countryside around us. Big, lush, green mountains. They aren't very tall mountains. Our altitude is about 750 yards, meters. And the countryside is beautiful, covered with vineyards, orange plantations, things like this. And so fortunately, I am not suffering as a missionary in Brazil at all. In fact, I probably eat better than you do there. And the food is plentiful and cheap and everything else. So we have been very blessed. But this is just a beautiful region, as you can see. By the way, those are grapes in those barrels that I suppose you discern. Okay, next slide. But we're not in Caxias because of the grapes. We're in Caxias because it's a city in darkness. And it's really a misnomer because in many parts of Brazil, there are huge cathedrals here, there, and everywhere. And you would swear, well, this is a very religious country. You go to Rio and there's the big statue of Christ. Christ is very prominent in Brazil, but he is not known by most Brazilians. Most Brazilians do not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, which is true of our city as well. A city of 400,000, like I said, less than 5% probably know Jesus Christ. The reason we are in Caxias is to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ. Next slide. Now this next slide is prayer request, okay? If you got your pens and papers or if you want to remember this. Jim and Ann Heminger are ministering with us in Caxias do Sul. This couple, we just love these guys. Now, Steve would tell you that it's not on every field with every missionary that you feel maybe a closeness or a kinship to and all that. And not all missionaries are your good buddies, but these are our good buddies, and luckily we minister with them too. We just love these guys. Let me share with you something. Jim Heminger had heart surgery about 4 years ago. Had bypass heart surgery, very serious. Anne, about 2 years ago, had to have a knee replacement put in the States. She has arthritis, and they are both near retirement age, but they want to stay in Brazil at least until they retire. They want to minister there. They want to finish well in their ministry, and they want to win people to Jesus Christ. This couple they are just the sweetest couple and the most friendly. They go to people's houses and visit, and they make friends. We rent apartments in Brazil, and when they left their apartment after only being there like a year and a half or 2 years, because it was their furlough time, their neighbors were all crying because this sweet couple was leaving. Not crying literally, but you know what I mean. And so that speaks loudly. You win people to Jesus Christ by loving them, by showing them love and showing them Christ in your lives. And this couple does that. And we're really privileged to work with this couple. We take vacations with them. We do stuff on our day off together. That's a good, healthy sign, I think, of a teammate. And so pray for them, though. Pray for their physical health. Pray that God would continue to fill them with His Spirit and use them in Caxias do Sul. Next slide. Now, I'm going to spend a little while on these guys. I won't spend this long on every slide, but this is a really cool testimony. Marlon and Patricia, Joe and I went to Caxias, and like I said, we knew one family, but they were very strongly Roman Catholic. We had no expectations that they would be a part of our group. We just knew them as friends. So we went to Caxias, and not too long after arriving there, a man from our church in Porto Alegre called us, and he said, "I am so glad that you guys are in Caxias. My whole family lives in Caxias, and they desperately need Jesus Christ. My family's just messed up, but they desperately need Christ." And he said, "I have a request. My nephew, Marlon, and his," now I'm going to call her his girlfriend, but she wasn't really at that point his girlfriend, "want you to dedicate their baby to the Lord." And so I talked to him, and he said, "Well, here's the situation. They're not married. They were dating when they were younger. They had sexual relations outside of marriage. She got pregnant. She had a baby. They have since split up. Even as boyfriend or girlfriend, he lives with his grandmother. She lives with her parents and raising their child, Natalia. And they wanted me to dedicate their baby to the Lord." Now I said, "Well, you know what? I got a little problem with that." I said, "I would love to pray for them. I would love the opportunity to minister to them. But I said, you know, the fact that they are not even married, nor living together, nor like each other, nor are believers themselves, that's kind of a stretch to pray that he had gone to an evangelical church when he was younger. It remembered those days. And so in Brazil, they want kind of, it's like the priestly thing to bless their baby." And so I said, "Well, I won't prayer, a formal prayer of dedication for their child, but I will go and pray for them, talk to them, and I will pray for her too, pray that God would bless her," and so on. Anyway, we went to their house, my wife and I, and other members of their family were there, and we began to share, and it was just a great opportunity. We shared Jesus Christ with them, and we got to meet them and got to know them, and one of the things that I shared with them was this. "Now, I know you would like me to pray a prayer of dedication for your child, but," I said, "do you know what? Far more important for your child than me praying a prayer of dedication is you two coming to Jesus Christ, to giving your hearts to Jesus Christ, getting married, being a responsible husband and wife and father and mother to your child, and then you guys raising that child in the ways of the Lord." I said, "That will do far more for your child than me simply praying a prayer of dedication for your child." Now, I may not, one time I said this, and Joe said, "Boy, you said that kind of bluntly." I probably didn't say it that bluntly, but that's basically what I said to him. And so I left that message with them. I did pray for them. I prayed for their family when I left. I prayed for them and their daughter, Natalia. But we left that day, and there was a door of opportunity. Well, about a week later, their uncle called again, and he said, "Marlon and Patricia would like to begin having Bible studies with you and Joe, begin meeting with you and Joe." So I said, "Praise the Lord." So we scheduled that on Saturday morning. They came, and we started having Bible studies with them. We shared the gospel of Jesus Christ. We shared about the importance of marriage, the family, things like that. And it was very interesting. When they came the very first Saturday, Marlon sat on this edge of the couch, and Patricia sat on that edge of the couch. And there was a great gulf between them. Well, we noticed as the Saturdays progressed, and as we gave more and more Bible studies and prayed with them and shared with them, they began to sit closer and closer to each other on progressing Saturdays. Until finally the day where we were quite excited, we noticed they sat right next to each other and actually held hands during the Bible study. So we thought progress is being made. Well, after a few months of doing Bible studies with them, finally the happy day came when Marlon came and he said, "This week I gave my heart to Jesus Christ." Let me tell you something, guys. This man was a carouser. He liked all kinds of... Sexuality is very loose in Brazil. A lot of sexual immorality in Brazil. And he was one who was practicing it freely like many Brazilian men do. His practice on weekends was to get a bottle of what they call cachaça in Brazil. It's a Brazilian rum that's very popular. He would sit and listen to this type of music, secular music, and he would get himself drunk. Every weekend, that was his practice. He lived for women, he lived for drink, he lived for futebol, soccer in Brazil. And you guys, when he came to Christ, his life was transformed. Suddenly he had a hunger for God's word. He quit drinking, he quit carousing. He began to feel love returning for his girlfriend Patricia. And it was exciting. He likes reading. Well, he likes reading because he's become a believer. But he even bought a systematic theology book, which I thought was kind of, wow. He was reading that, but just a hunger for the word. He has always questions about the word and what this means. Bit exciting. Okay, he came to Christ. So then the three of us, Joe and I and him, begin to pray for Patricia, who was holding out. Well, my wife, and you're going to hear a little bit about her ministry later on, has a great ministry with women in Brazil. And she does a thing called inner and outer beauty, where she goes to secular women, and she tells them how they can be beautiful on the outside. She tells them how to put on the right kind of dress, the right kind of colors, the right kind of makeup, and all that kind of stuff. Okay? And the women really love it. But then, after that, what she tells them is not only how to be beautiful on the outside, but how to be beautiful on the inside, and she introduces them to Jesus Christ. It's been an incredible door opener. I mean, she has spoken to hundreds and hundreds of women in Brazil through this ministry. Fantastic. Well, anyway, she was invited by one of the local evangelical churches to talk to their women's group about this subject. So she said, great. So she needed a model, because she had to have a model to kind of drape her with different scarves and things she does. But anyway, she asked Patricia. And I don't know if Patricia knew what Joe's ulterior motives were, but she knew she was going to be a model, and she was going to go to this church, but Joe thought she can be exposed to all these evangelical women, and she can hear once more the message of Jesus Christ as I'm presenting it to the women. So she went. She was Joe's model. Joe presented the gospel. She said there was a real moving of God's Spirit there. It was just tremendous. The women were really moved, and at the end, Joe always gives an invitation. She asked those to pray to receive Christ who are touched by the message, and so on and so forth. Well, after it was all pretty much done, Joe and Patricia were still on the stage, and the leader from the women's group came up, and she kind of began to talk to Joe and Patricia in front of all the group, interview them. And she said to Patricia, Patricia, it must be great to know the Lord from being such a young age and growing up knowing the Lord and presuming that she was a believer in Christ. And so she said, how long have you known the Lord? In front of about 100 women. And Joe thought, what is she going to say? Do you know what she said? Pretty soon tears began to run down her face, and she said, I've known the Lord for 5 minutes. She said, when Joe asked women to pray to receive Jesus Christ today, I was one of the women that prayed to receive Christ. And then with tears running down her face, she went and she hugged my wife, Joe, and my wife cries easily anyway, so she was bawling her eyes out. And all the women were crying too, and so they had a good boo-hoo session together. But tears of joy for yet another person who found Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And so both Marlon and Patricia have come to Christ. Exciting to see them grow. They struggle still with their marriage and growing in the Christian life. But was really exciting. After they both became believers, I said, you guys, God wants you as a married couple. He wants you to love each other as husband and wife, to raise your child in the ways of the Lord. And so in Brazil, you have to be married in the civil, before a civil judge, before you're married in the church. And so they did that, and then they asked me, it was such a great blessing, they asked me to perform their religious ceremony for them. So we borrowed an evangelical church near their home, and we invited all their family members, and we presented the gospel to their family. And at the reception, we celebrated not only their marriage, but we celebrated their one-year birthday of their daughter. Okay? Probably have never done that before, but in Lord, how did I get into this? I thought, praise the Lord. They are husband and wife, and they love the Lord, and they are serving Him. Do you know when we left Caxias in May, last May, Marlon, I gave him the responsibility of leading our Bible studies. We have discipled them. They were growing in their faith. And I am praying that he will be our future Brazilian pastor of our church in Caxias someday. Okay? And so he is given Bible studies. He learned to play guitar so that he can lead praise time. So he was leading our praise times too. Learned to play guitar. She was teaching the children. When we have Bible studies with the adults, she takes a few of the children out into one of our bedrooms of our apartment, and we still use flannel graph in Brazil. You guys know what flannel graph is? And she teaches the children Bible stories on flannel graph. But you guys, it's so cool. So when we left Brazil, this couple was carrying on the ministry that we left there along with Jim and Ann, our colleagues as well. So that's pretty exciting. We are just blessed and praise the Lord for this young couple. And as I said, continue to pray for them. They still struggle with sin. They still struggle with issues, the big word in America these days, issues, I've discovered. But pray for them that God would continue to cause them to grow and mature in Him. Okay, next slide. Now, we had another exciting thing happen. Marlee is Patricia's mother. And when she began to hear all these strange things that these Americans were sharing with her daughter, she wondered what in the world was going on, and they were excited about us. And so finally the day came when she began to come to our Bible studies. We began having weekly Bible studies, and she came, and it was not very long before Marlee, Patricia's mother, also gave her heart to Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you some fresh news off the field that's really cool. Marlee, I was giving these three formal discipleship before I left, Marlee, Marlon, and Patricia together. Her husband, Lorimar, he would come to our Bible studies after she found Christ. Periodically. Sometimes he would come two or three times in a row, then he would miss. He needed Christ in his heart and life. He was very friendly with us. He seemingly liked the Bible studies. But do you know what kept him from coming to our Bible studies? Speaking of Super Bowl Sunday. His God was futebol. It was an idol in his life. Soccer. Brazilian men love soccer. They play it whenever they can. They watch it on TV every night. I think that's all they think about is soccer and women, whatever. And that was his God. You know, we need to start calling things as they are. It was his God. And that kept him from coming to our Bible studies. And so we would pray, because I talked to the guys about it. I said, you guys, we got to pray that God would deliver Lorimar from all of his sin, but also deliver him from his idol, which is soccer. And so we prayed that, and we prayed that God would deliver him. Well, about 2 months ago, we had an email from Jim and Ann, and they said, one of the things, praise God for Lorimar. He made a public confession of Jesus Christ and gave his heart to Jesus Christ. So we have two couples, both saved, and that is just exciting. Pray for Marlon's mother. His mother has been coming, and she likes what we do, and she's very happy to see the changes in her son, but she has not come to Christ yet. And she openly says, you know, I'm not quite like you guys. I'm not where you're at. And what she's trying to say is she doesn't have faith in Christ yet, but she says, I just appreciate what you're doing, your ministry and all this, but pray for his mother too. But these are all family connections. These are family. You guys, if you could see the messed up families in Brazil, there is not one functioning, what you would call healthy family in any way, shape, or form in Brazil. The devil devastates family life in Brazil. And so pray for these guys. Their whole family needs Christ. Uncles, aunts, brothers, sisters. It's a mission field just from when you win one couple for Christ, man, it opens up a mission field for all their family members. So pray for them. Next slide. Most middle and upper class people in Brazil have house help or maids. They come in maybe once a week, or some live full time with the people, and they help you clean your house because the labor is very cheap in Brazil. It frees us missionaries up from having to clean the apartment and spend one day doing that. This was our house help, Luciana. We got a tip from our neighbor lady that said, well, she said she's not a real great cleaner, but she is honest. So we said, well, at least honest. Okay, so we hired her, and she would come to our apartment half a day a week, and she would clean our apartment. And so she came, and of course, my wife loves to talk. She just loves to chat and converse, and of course, Lou did too. So she would come, and she would clean our apartment she'd clean a little, then she'd talk a lot, then she'd clean a little, then she'd talk a lot, but she'd talk to Joe. And I thought we were paying her more to talk than clean, but that was okay. But anyway, Joe began to share with her Jesus Christ, and she was very interested, and we told her we were doing Bible studies. And one day, after Jim and Ann had come there, she asked us, she said, would you guys be willing to give me and my husband and other family members Bible studies? I mean, this is out of the blue. This couple does not know Christ. We're not going to church. And we said, we would be thrilled to do that. So I remember the Saturday we were at Jim and Ann's apartment. We were going to meet there for our first Bible study. And we didn't know really how many were going to come, who was going to come. But they came with three other young couples. And since that time, which was a couple years ago, they have continued to come. And on every Saturday night, we're doing Bible studies with them and their family members. And the Sunday night, we're doing Bible study with Marlon and his group. Okay? Not all of them have made decisions for Christ. It's funny. You see, Maninho, that's his, kind of his nickname, he is so excited about our Bible studies. He's very friendly and he enjoys them. They're learning from him. He has not yet made a commitment to Christ. The fruit is not there. And yet, he's excited. He invites people to our Bible studies. In fact, one of the guys you'll see up here was a co-worker of his. He invited him to our Bible study. Now, I believe his co-worker knows Christ. He still does not. Very interesting. But pray for these guys. They have been coming faithfully to our groups. They love us. We love them. And it's been a great. But just really pray that God would really, through his Holy Spirit, touch their hearts. We've discovered in Brazil, we can share the gospel every which way. But until the Holy Spirit powerfully moves in their hearts and convicts them of their sin and of their need for a Savior, it's not going to happen. I can't force it upon them. And so pray for them that God would really move in His Spirit in these couples' lives. Okay, next slide. Patricia is Lou's sister. Okay, I'm going to show you a few family connections here, but pray for this couple. I believe she has made a commitment to Christ. She also likes to help with the children. But pray for her husband, Isaias, that he would find Christ as well in his heart and life. He's come periodically, but not every time. Okay, next slide. I'm going to go through these a little quicker. Luciano is Luciana's sister, or I mean brother. Okay, so you have Luciana, Patricia, and Luciano. Not creative in their family of names, Luciano. But anyway, this young couple is very exciting. They just recently got engaged to be married, Deborah and Luciano. Both of them have come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. As we share Bible studies, they share what they've been having in their devotional life, what they've been reading, what they're discovering. They love each other. They love the Lord. And so just pray for this young couple. They're about to embark on the journey of marriage. And pray for them that God would bring them to maturity in Jesus Christ and that He would bless them as they start out as a young couple together, that He would bless them in their new married life. We're not exactly sure when the marriage date's going to be. I think we'll get back to Brazil and hopefully I'll be able to do their wedding too. So pray for them. Pray for Eduarda. She's her sister, Debita's sister. She is an adolescent and she is pretty much enthralled with the world at her age. And she came for a number of times, but then has dropped out since. So pray for her, too, that God would bring her back to the fold. Okay? Next slide. This is who he invited, his co-worker at work. He worked at Marco Polo, soldering. But pray for this couple. They either are recently married or about to be married very shortly. Pray for them. I believe that they have made a commitment to Christ as well. But just of all the couples in this group, they probably show the most maturity. So very exciting to see their lives. But pray for them as they get married as well, that God would help them to grow in their faith and that they would be faithful as husband and wife and honor God through their marriage. Next slide. Some of the things that we do weekly, okay? We have weekly home cell meetings, Saturday night in our apartment and Sunday night at Marlon and Patricia's. We have a monthly celebration service, as we call it, where we bring the two groups together and we share together, have special meetings. That's once a month that we do that. Some of the things we do, like you do here, singing, a lot of Bible study. Our people know nothing of the Word when they come to Christ, and so we have to teach them everything. Discipleship, as I talked about, leadership development. Ministry experience, there Patricia is telling the whole group a Bible story about Hudson Taylor, teaching the missions already. Women's ministry. Let me share you a little bit about the women's ministry. Next slide. This is our dining room table, and this was a Christmas tea that my wife had. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Joe. By the way, I married a beautiful missionary. Now, Steve talked a lot about his wife last night. I almost felt embarrassed. I didn't talk much about Joe, but I knew I was going to talk about her today. Okay. My wife is the blonde right there. Isn't that something that I could marry, someone like that? This gives hope to bald men everywhere, I say. Anyway, Joe has had a fantastic ministry with women in Brazil. And partly due to the fact that she endears herself to women, she loves to share Christ with them. And this thing that she does with inner and outer beauty. Well, I'm going to tell you a little story about the women that were here. And just let me share again, most of these women are faithful attenders of the Roman Catholic Church in Caxias do Sul. But my wife and Anne have found out, invite these women, share the message of the Bible with them. Don't get into controversial things that we differ from the Roman Catholic Church on. And they are thrilled with it. and they feel the love of Christ through my wife, and they hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so it's been really incredible. They are building bridges to people of other faiths. And you do it through loving them and through simply sharing the message of Jesus Christ. Now, the woman on the right is Nilce. She was our neighbor, a very strong Roman Catholic. And so she heard about these Bible studies in our apartment that my wife was having. And she was kind of interested, but Joe invited her once or twice, and she made it quite clear she wasn't interested. Well, a friend of hers on the other side, strong Roman Catholic woman, she began to tell our neighbor, "You got to go to these Bible studies. It is just so great. And Joe is this and that." And she went on and on about how neat these Bible studies were. And she thought, "Yeah, but you're Roman Catholic. And I am too. But you're going, well, I guess it's safe for me to go then too." And so one day in our apartment building, she stopped me. And she kind of wanted to keep it secretive. So she said, "Listen, tell your wife next time she has a Bible study to invite me and I'll go." And then she said, "But don't tell Maria I told you this," she said. She said, "Okay." So the next time my wife had a woman's tea, which was a Christmas tea, she took a nice invitation, knocked on her door. She wasn't there, so she slid it under her door. And guess who was the first to show up at the woman's tea? Nilce. Now, some fresh missionary exciting news from the field. About a month ago, she had gone to a lot of Bible studies. My wife visited her on numerous occasions up in her apartment. You guys, my wife and Ann bought all these women their very own Bibles. They have been in the church all their lives, have never cracked a Bible to read it for themselves. They do not know the Word of God. And so it's exciting to them to study the Word of God. But my wife has given them Bibles as gifts. When this woman received the Bible, she took it and she kissed it and embraced it and said how precious it was to her. Just cool stuff like that. Well, anyway, we left Brazil in May. She had not yet received Christ, but we received an email about a month and a half ago that Anne said, "Praise the Lord, Nilce prayed to receive Jesus Christ." So, you can say amen if you want. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? These women, it's so cool to see the ministry that Joe has had with them. And even though they're, as I said, staunchly Roman Catholic, attend their masses and everything else, we have found a real open door and a bridge for the gospel of Jesus Christ for these women that have never opened the Word of God, that really do not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So pray for that. Next slide. This is really something. Okay, we're almost near the end. I don't know how long we're supposed to go today, by the way, 12 or so. I'll quit before then, I promise. My wife gave her presentation at the local shopping mall in Caxias do Sul. One of the shop owners that had a women's store for clothing asked Jo to do her presentation in the hope of encouraging her clients to buy clothing that they would learn about from my wife from her store. Now, Jo had no interest in them buying clothing or anything else, but she did have an interest in sharing the gospel. So she went to a shopping mall, which is pretty scary, by the way. I mean, they had a separate meeting room, and here all these hoity-toity women come. They're middle and upper class. They're dressed to the hilt. And Joe's thinking, boy, oh, boy. But anyway, she had two friends of hers, Christian friends from Porto Alegre. And they said, prior to the meeting, they said, "Do these women know that they're going to hear about Christ today?" And Joe says, "Well, not really. They think they're going to hear about fashion and makeup, and they will. But then also, I'm going to present the gospel." And she did. And it was exciting. Some that day indicate, Joe actually has a card she passes around, gets her names, addresses, and all this. Some said they prayed to receive Jesus Christ that day. But one woman that was at the shopping mall that came up to Joe afterwards, and she said, "I have been looking for someone like you. I would like you to come out to the University of Caxias do Sul and help me teach a class on fashion at the university." And she said, "We will pay you. You will be my associate professor." And my wife is going, "Oh, my word." So she said, "You know what? I really like that spiritual part you did at the end. But the fact is, we're a very secular university. This is a class that students have paid for to hear about fashion and design and this." And she said, "We don't really probably," and she said this in, you know, a careful way, but she said, "We really don't want the religious part of your talk, just the part about fashion and color." And Joe said, "Well, I'm sorry. I mean, the conversation, I'm putting it rather," she said, "I'm sorry, but unless I can also give the part about the interior, I cannot come. I'm a missionary. My mission here in Brazil is to bring this to people, this message, not just a message about auto review." And so she said she thought about it, and she wanted her so badly, she said, "Okay, you can do it." But it has to be light. They call it light in Brazil, means diet. In other words, you got to kind of tone it down a little bit. So Joe went to this class, and for 8 to 10 classes at the University of Caxias do Sul, and this is the class she's in, sharing about fashion makeup and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with her students. I have never heard of a missionary anywhere being paid by a secular university to go and teach a class and tell them about Jesus. You guys, I mean, it's funny, but that is an open door that God provided. It's fantastic, okay? Well, Joe went there, and she said, most of the time she tried to, you know, but she would give them scripture verses and do different things in the class, and she said one time the professor wasn't there, so then she took full reign, and she really shared the gospel that day. But at the end of all the classes, next slide, the professor invited all of her students from her class over to a special meal. One of the students prepared the meal. This is her home. And Joe was there with them. The professor's on the right. And they were eating. Prior to the meal, Joe thought, Lord, I really want to say a prayer, thanking you for this meal, but also praying for these individuals. And so she was praying about that the Lord would somehow allow her to bridge it, because she was in a professor's home and she thought, I can't really take the liberty to say, I'd like to pray now. So anyway. But anyway, prior to the meal was ready, and the professor said, I don't know how many of you know this, but Joe is a missionary, and I'm going to ask her to pray for the meal prior to eating. And so Joe, she closed her eyes, they held hands, and she prayed, not only thanking God for the meal, thanking God for their lives, she prayed the gospel in her prayer, sharing once more the gospel through her prayer. And since then, a couple of the students have even come to our apartment, been friends with Joe, so another bridge to the gospel of Jesus Christ. You guys, this is cool. I mean, that's why I didn't want to leave Caxias in May, because stuff like this is going on. And I just praise the Lord for it. You know, it is the Lord's doing. It's His power and His Spirit. And if we are faithful to Him and love people and share the gospel of Jesus Christ, they will respond as the Spirit moves in their hearts. Next slide. This is our group. If you'd pray for us, a few missing, but that's basically our group. We presently have about 30 people that are meeting every week. And so we're young yet, we're small yet, but pray that when I come back here, and who knows how long, that I'll be able to share with you. We have a building and our own group of 200 or 300 people. Who knows? But pray for our group. Next slide. This is the most famous, one of the most famous, of course, tourist attractions in Rio, which is the big Christ statue. I've been there. I wanted to leave this image with you because this is how most Brazilians know Christ. Most Brazilians, if you would go up to them and say, do you believe in God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the devil, all this, I believe in it. Do you believe in heaven and hell? I believe in it, most of them would say. Most of them know Christ in this way, as someone whose blessing they want, whose protection they want, who will maybe heal them, but they don't really have Him in their heart as Lord and Savior. So pray that as I go back to Brazil in May and back to Caxias do Sul, that God would use us so that this Christ would become a reality in the lives of the people that we encounter in Caxias do Sul. Now, we're going to close with a song here that they're going to play. And the song talks about the beauty of the body of Christ. The first half of the slides are going to show Christ, Christ's ministry on the earth, His death on the cross. It talks about the beauty of Christ, His body. The second half of the slides are going to show pictures of Brazilians that have come to Christ, either in our Porto Alegre church or in some in our Caxias ministry, and you'll recognize those. But we're going to serve, we're going to have communion afterwards, and it's a very fitting presentation as far as preparing us for thinking about the body of Christ and communion. So if you want to start the song and then start the next slide together. Thanks.